Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
More than a year after Sandra Susan Merritt was arrested for producing undercover videos of Planned Parenthood's unethical procurement of baby body parts, the San Francisco Superior Court returned the $75,000 in bail money, not just a percentage, but required the full amount, $75,000, that she was required to post bail prior to her trial. This is an outrageous situation that has been developing in California. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, more than a year ago, Sandra Susan Merritt was indicted by the California Attorney General, who is politically in the pocket of, and frankly, likely a puppet, if you will, because they support him financially for his political runs and have so much good things to say about him, the Attorney General. The Attorney General filed this criminal charge, 15 counts, against Sandra Susan Merritt for doing what media sources have done historically in California, do undercover videos in public, as this one was done, because of concern that laws are being violated or will be violated.
And they were, and this is just called investigative reporting. And,
right.
And you didn't hear the media up in arms over this attack on the First Amendment right of freedom of the press.
Well, believe it or not, though, Matt, actually the Los Angeles Times editorial board came out and blasted the Attorney General because they realized that if it happens to her, they don't agree with the abortion issue and pro-life, they know that it could happen to them.
Exactly. Because to date, no other citizen journalist or journalism organization has been charged with a crime for undercover
15
recordings.
15 felonies.
It's not a crime.
15 felony counts.
That's crazy.
Yeah. 14 counts with the 15th one being so-called a conspiracy. It's unbelievable.
And they put her in jail.
They arrested her. They booked her. It took her all day to get out. We had our attorneys there. But as a prerequisite to get out of jail, the judge requested, and the Attorney General requested, and the judge granted $75,000 in bail.
Great. It's not like she's a flight risk or anything
No,
here.
So it wasn't a percent. Sometimes you may have to put up maybe 10% of collateral, maybe $7,500. No, it's $75,000 for somebody who is a mother, a grandmother, who's lived her life in California.
The same house for 41 years.
Same house for 41
years. She doesn't even have a passport.
doesn't have a passport. Has children in California. This is a flight risk?
No.
And yet, I think, if I recall, on the same day, there was some other violent type of criminal that the judge allowed, to post bail for a small fraction, violent crime.
Oh. Yeah, the political agenda here and the abuse of the judicial system and our criminal justice system has been on display throughout this case. It's an atrocity what they are attempting to do here. And I believe ultimately Sandra Merritt will prevail.
You know, we keep running into these corrupt attorney generals. I mean, we have a picture of him standing in front of a sign saying, "I stand with Planned Parenthood."
Yeah,
is that any more blatant or
and
not?
And we have filed a motion to recuse the attorney general, Xavier Becerra, because literally he's the prosecutor.
Absolutely.
And in our press release at lc.org, I encourage you to go take a look at it. lc.org. Do a search for Sandra Merritt or Merritt, and you'll find it. But in that picture, you can't get any more blatant than that. Here's the Attorney General at a press conference speaking. Behind him are signs, and the sign actually reads, quote, "I stand with Planned Parenthood."
Right. And if you Google, you'll find more pictures of Planned Parenthood. You know, they wanted him in that position, promoting him, as well as the previous Attorney General was also in the pockets of Planned Parenthood.
And she, unfortunately, is a United States Senator.
Right.
Kamala
That's
Harris.
Tragic.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, here you got somebody standing with Planned Parenthood, and You can't even make this up. It's just so blatant. Then he is approached by Planned Parenthood because they don't like these videos that Sandra and David DeLayden ultimately produced and released.
Because they reveal the truth of what they're doing.
And it's shocking.
They exposed them. Yeah, they exposed them literally for murdering and then selling the baby body parts.
Precious baby body parts, yeah.
And then laughing on the videos. They're laughing. They're joking about it. One of the abortionists said that, you know, she, or one of the board members, at least, of a Planned Parenthood, that she needed to do this so that she could get her Lamborghini.
Yeah, It's hard to fathom that people would be that debased. And yet but you know, you go back to the beginning of Planned Parenthood, that's how it started. This is started by a woman, Margaret Sanger, who was a social Darwinianist. She had the same thinking of Hitler. In fact, Hitler liked her. And that is—
He praised her.
Yeah. They wanted to create a superhuman race of white Anglo-Saxons. And in order to do that, they wanted to eliminate certain what they would think of as inferior races, useless eaters.
Such
no wonder
black,
why
black people.
That's why she put her clinics in these black communities. That's why the black community back then ultimately resisted it, because they knew what she was doing. She wanted to ultimately eliminate the procreation of the black population.
And everything you ever need to know about Margaret Sanger, you can get from one of the pictures of her standing up at a KKK rally speaking before the Ku Klux Klan.
Mm.
She was right in lockstep with that ideology. And that's the beginning of Planned Parenthood, and it hasn't changed. It is a genocidal organization. And even today, the people that are running the organization and the processes, they're brutal, anti-human. They use the guise that they're for women, but they could care less about women. They literally are promoting death. That's what their whole MO is. And so instead of investigating the organization that was harvesting baby body parts and then selling them to organizations that are procurement organ organizations that were creating catalogs of human baby body parts and selling them and running even specials of the month, he comes after, the attorney general comes after our client. And then, to add insult to injury, alleges that she's a flight risk, and the judge goes along with it. And ultimately, what we have is a $75,000 bail. Well, we're back in court, and we ultimately got the $75,000 returned. The judge decided, well, I guess she's not a flight risk. Well, she never was a flight risk, for goodness sakes.
You know, another good news, too, is that the judge has ordered the attorney general to reveal some documents that show that his office is in collusion with Planned Parenthood. So that's a promising decision there.
Yeah, so we need justice in this case.
Yes.
We believe we'll ultimately prevail in this case because Sandra didn't do anything wrong, frankly. Mm-hmm. But you're in a system that is not the fairest of all. And you've got an attorney general in California, like you had in New York with Eric Schneiderman. Both of those were puppets of Planned Parenthood, being supported by promoting Planned Parenthood. And both of them came after pro-lifers. This one came after Sandra Merritt for the videos. The one in New York came after sidewalk counselors. We went to trial for a lengthy trial. We represented Scott Fitchett Jr. While the case was pending after the 4-week trial, the attorney general had to resign because of abusing women in a horrible way. And then we ultimately ended up winning that case with a 103-page decision that sided with us at every turn, chastising the government's case for even bringing this with the shoddy witnesses that misrepresented the facts time after time after time again. Stand with us as we stand with these individuals. If we're not there, they would be the brunt of this huge machine, whether it's in New York with the Attorney General or California, two of the biggest states in the union, coming after pro-lifers. We won the case in New York. We're still involved, very heavily involved in the case defending Sandra Merritt. Pray for her as we continue to defend her. Go to Liberty Counsel's website and stand with us on this issue. You can also support Liberty Counsel with your prayers, and certainly we need your financial partnership. partner with us on a regular monthly basis. Go to lc.org and go to the donate page. You can make an online tax-deductible contribution there, but you can also pledge to donate on a regular monthly basis. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.